Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a series we're calling Hand in Hand. We're working our way through the book of Ruth. And the book of Ruth is a gem of a little story right during the time of the judges. That's a time, if you know the period of the judges between sort of the Exodus and when the monarchy is set up in Israel with King Saul and King David, there's a several hundred year period there in between the people arriving out of Egypt into the promised land and then the time of the monarchy, where it's the time of the judges. And God raises up judges, people like Samson or Samuel, and they lead Israel during that time. But it's a time of spiritual degeneration, a time of turning away from the Lord, and this sort of cycle where the people turn away and God gives them over to their enemies, and then they cry out, "Lord, save us," and then God raises up a judge and that person saves them, and then the process kind of starts all over again. And so Ruth is a story that I think in some ways is a bright, shining hope in the midst of that dark period where God shows he's not abandoned his people, and there's this incredible example of the love of God, but shown through a pretty unlikely person in the woman Ruth. The story starts with a lady named Naomi and her family. They move out of Israel into Moab, and then Naomi's two sons marry two ladies, one named Orpah and one named Ruth, both Moabites. And then her husband dies, and her two sons die. And we said on Sunday, in their culture, that would have meant really disaster for them. Their source of protection, their source of security, their source of income. There's really no social safety nets in this culture outside of, you know, family to some extent. And so she decides to go back to Israel. Verse 6 says this, "Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and had given them food." That's the first indication in the story, by the way, that, okay, God is working here. The first five verses, I mean, it's just the emptying of Naomi, sort of the emptying of her life. She loses her husband. She loses her two sons. She's in a foreign country. But here you get this little spark of hope that, okay, God has not abandoned her. God has not abandoned the people of Israel. And then we're going to see it even more in the verses to come, not the next couple of verses, but later on Ruth tells her that she'll go back with her and that she will not leave her nor forsake her. But she says this then in verse 7, she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband." And each of them, then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices, and they wept. And they said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." And they get sort of in this argument here where they say, "We want to come back with you." And Naomi says, "No, I don't have anything to offer you." And then Orpah ends up leaving and going back, she's going to start a new life. But Ruth commits to staying with Naomi. There's a lot we could say here, but I want to focus just on this one part where Naomi says, "May the Lord deal kindly with you." It's in verse 8. "May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with me, with the dead and with me." She's telling her daughters-in-law, "May the Lord show the same kindness to you that you guys have shown to me." And the word kindness there, or kindly, we talked about this on Sunday, is the Hebrew word hesed. And it's a word that doesn't translate super easily into English because it covers so many concepts. It covers so many of the attributes of God, his covenant faithfulness. Sometimes it's translated steadfast love. Sometimes it's translated loving kindness. It covers the grace of God, the love of God, the faithfulness of God, the mercy of God, the kindness of God. And so Naomi says, "May God show that his kindness to you the way you guys have shown kindness to me." And as I said, in the verses to come, Ruth looks back at Naomi and says, "Where you die, I will die. Where you go, I will go. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people." And it even says that she clung to Naomi. And that's cling. The word cling there is the same word that's used in Genesis 2:24 when it says a husband will leave his father and his mother and will cling or hold fast to his wife. That's the kind of love that Naomi shows, or that Ruth shows to Naomi. And so I said on Sunday, you know, this whole story, you see the word introduced for the first time, your hesed, in verse 8, but really the entire book of Ruth is a story of hesed, of this loving faithfulness. And you see it from Naomi to her daughters-in-law here saying, guys, you can go and leave me and start a new life. You see it from Ruth to Naomi. You're going to see it from Boaz to these two ladies. It's a story of human beings loving one another in a selfless way, which is ultimately just a reflection of the way that God loves us. It's a reflection of the loving faithfulness, the kindness, the covenant faithfulness, the faithfulness to his promises that God shows to his people, to you and to me. And so what I want to do is I want to take a moment and just to pray for a moment. And I want you to take a moment and reflect on just how God has been faithful to you. How has God shown his kindness in your life? Maybe you can think of things even today or from this week. Maybe it's something you look back over the years and say, Lord, thank you for your faithfulness throughout my life. But let's take a moment, let's pray, and thank God for his steadfast love. God, we thank you. These stories remind us, Lord, highlight your faithfulness, the way you work in people's lives. And God, when we see people loving one another in a selfless way, ultimately that's a reflection of the way that you have loved us. And so God, personally, I just say thank you for your faithfulness in my life, to my family, over the years. God, I can look back and just see moment after moment of how you have been faithful in the good times and in the difficult times. And I thank you for that. God, as anyone who's listening right now, we take a moment just to say thank you and to think through, Father, the ways you've been faithful to us, the ways you have shown steadfast love, and most of all, in the person and in the work, in the life of your son, Jesus. We love you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Take some additional time, if you need to, just to pray and to thank the Lord for his steadfast love in your life.